Welcome to Business Success Radio. My name is Anthony Turner, and I'm going to be your host as we chat to everyday small business people about their journeys, their challenges, and hopefully gain some tips about how we can all make our businesses better. Today, my guest is Anita Ahern from Kids on the Spectrum, who has developed up an organization to assist kids with autism and families and people that are responding to autism in the community. Anita, welcome to Business Success Radio.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. It's great to come on and chat about the journey of Kids on the Spectrum and how we work.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about how it came to be and what it is that you're doing.
Sure. So it actually started from my own journey as a carer. One of my children was diagnosed autistic, and I think what every great parent does is head to Google and get lost in hours of research looking for supports and how they can help their family. And it was just very time consuming. And I kept thinking there had to be a better way. There had to be a better way. Why hasn't anyone developed a directory? And then COVID hit and the world as we knew it changed, and I lost my job and I started to receive JobKeeper. And I managed a children's play centre. So as you can imagine, Anthony, I wasn't going to get my job back anytime soon.
Oh, yes. It's been a bit of a struggle in that environment, hasn't it?
It has, and I was very grateful for JobKeeper because I was wondering where my future laid in the whole business world. And I thought I'm going to use my JobKeeper to build this directory that I had kept complaining about that didn't exist. So I spent all my JobKeeper money and all my time being off work developing this national autism directory for parents and carers and young autistic adults and anyone looking for inclusive sports and supports and resources.
Fabulous. And isn't it interesting how, typically some of the best solutions come out of a problem that you can't find how to get the information that you want?
Yeah, look, I kept saying, why hasn't anybody done this? And I was really frustrated. And then I just thought, I have to do it. If no one else is doing it, I'm going to have a crack at it, And, I got onto GoDaddy or one of those build-it-yourself website, and lots of swearing and frustrating and late nights because I had never built a website before. But I suppose, out of necessity, great things are built and achieved.
So with the focus, it's called Kids on the Spectrum, but is the focus on children or is it on the focus on people who, have autism or, and I noticed the term the spectrum because, what a lot of people probably don't know is there's a vast array of things that are on this autistic spectrum, whether that's mild obsessive compulsive behaviours or right through Asperger's right up to, full-blown autism, itself. So, give us a little bit of insight about, the spectrum itself and, how things happen in different areas.
Sure. So there's a lot of misconception that autism is a scale of low autism and high autism, and lots of people refer to it as low functioning and high functioning. And those terms are so misleading because even someone who is perceived to be high functioning still has significant challenges of finding inclusive resources or finding supports and just finding awareness. So spectrum is a great term because whereas everybody's autism diagnosis is unique and their challenges are unique and, there's no such thing as low and high. It's just everybody's experience, whether it be sensory, auditory, visual. Some people may be nonverbal, they may have coexisting diagnoses like you mentioned, OCD or ADHD. It is really a spectrum, and it was just a great way to sum up the whole array of things and how to make the world more inclusive is why the directory exists. So I thought spectrum was a great word to actually use.
I think it's a great word too, and I think it does, you know, encompass a whole variety of, you know, different types of behaviours and needs and stuff like that, and it can sort of help bring a lot of, you know, clarity, I guess, around people and help destigmatise a little bit as well, because, you know, I know, you know, as a business owner in the past myself, you know, hiring people and things like that, you get people that some people are very picky and some people don't communicate well and everything else. And, you know, I don't want to label them as being, you know, people on the spectrum, but often those behaviours are very similar to, you know, what we see in autism as diagnosed autism and things like that. And as business owners, and I guess even as family members, you know, sometimes it's very challenging because we don't know enough about it and we don't know how to, you know, make the world a better place for them and for us.
Yeah, look, I definitely agree, Anthony. And the problem is that a lot of people are afraid to use autism as a term, and a lot of people are afraid to use disability as a term. And I think people who are autistic embrace being autistic, and it should always be talked about in an open discussion. And if you're an employer, you're looking for someone to work with, it is a great question to ask or have in a discussion, even to ask, how can I make the workplace more inclusive? Do you have any particular needs? And just by opening that discussion, it could actually bond and form a better working relationship all around. As an employer, you'll get very talented people who are very experienced and have niche qualifications. And if you don't ask those questions, you sort of miss out on that whole pool of really talented people that can drive your business and only be a force for good.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point, because I think, you know, if you look back through history, there's a lot of people who have been autistic, you know, who, because of their ability to focus on a single thing, or, you know, the ability to, you know, become very experienced in one particular area, have done some enormously great things for the world. You know, in terms of the day-to-day living and stuff like that, I guess, you know, obviously it depends on, yeah, in the day-to-day, let me say this a different way. I guess obviously it's a delicate matter. It's not something you're just going to say to somebody, oh, are you autistic and how can we help you?
But Anthony, it is that easy. It is that easy to ask. For example, on most job applications, mm-hmm. if you go to Seek or if there's a job advert, they will often say, send in your resume. Mm-hmm. How they can actually make that more inclusive is send in your resume or get in touch with us if you would prefer to apply either by telephone or via Zoom, or are there any needs that we can help you with for your application? And that really gives an opportunity for employees to expand that job search and mm-hmm. include autistic people and people with disabilities. And it could be as simple as just asking and giving them the opportunity.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I take your point. You know, there's many ways of doing things. I know a lot of recruiters and certainly recruiting organisations have moved away from the telephone because they just get swamped with phone calls. And, you know, it's a business. They don't have the ability to handle that sort of volume. So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the spectrum type resources and services that, you know, you've actually found that might be helpful to some of our listeners who, you know, whether they're family members or whether they're, you know, business owners, to actually help them navigate this journey.
Sure. There was lots of light bulb moments when I was researching inclusive organisations for the directory, and businesses that I just thought, I just did not know you existed. And one of those organisations, for example, are driving schools that cater for autistic individuals, and they offer occupational therapists who can actually work with the individual to get their driving licence. And that's just something that I never knew. And that's also great if you're looking, obviously, looking for a job as an autistic person. It's important to have your driver's licence, especially in this world of COVID, where not a lot of people are catching public transport anymore, you know, or they're looking for alternatives. So I think businesses like that, who parents and autistic people did not even know existed, having the directory gives them as an organisation a great opportunity to be found. And it also gives, obviously, parents and carers and the autistic young autistic adults, you know, sort of resources that they never knew existed. And again, coming back to employment, there's lots of employment agencies who actually specialise in training autistic adults to be job ready and to learn skills like interviewing skills and what to ask for to be more inclusive. So I think they're great services. That's just one of two that we have in the directory. We have everything from sporting groups to social groups. We have autistic advocates. We have carer supports. We have, you know, plan managers, NDIS supports. There's a whole range of supports we have that can benefit small business and parents, carers, and young autistic adults.
Being a parent of an autistic child, Anita, you know, you would have learned coping skills and different things like that, you know, with, you know, dealing with your unique situation. And I'm not asking you, you know, for how you've dealt with your child, but in just in terms of that general sense, you know, for a lot of our listeners who may be a little bit concerned, or they feel a bit, you know, incapable of, you know, dealing with a situation of, you know, somebody who might be autistic, or, you know, at varying degrees of, you know, intensity or whatever it might be. What are some of the sorts of the tips about you might be able to give us about how we can sort of, you know, make that person feel included, you know, meet those needs of communication, you know, between us, and maybe help them on a journey to, you know, become, you know, better adapted and better able to work and function well in society?
Sure. My number one rule is just to ask the autistic person themselves, or the child, for example, and understand autistic behaviour. So I always encourage everyone who is starting their journey with autism, whether it's a new diagnosis or they're finding out as adults that they're autistic themselves, is follow autistic voices and listen to them and get their advice, because, you know, they're the people who are true experts in the field. I would also suggest to parents that it's not the end of the world. And a lot of parents sort of have that fear, you know, my child will not be the same as everybody else. And I understand that fear, and we acknowledge it. We've all been there. And I think you get to a point where it's okay. It, you know, being autistic is not a bad thing. It's just different. And we have to learn the autistic behavior and maybe not force an autistic child or an autistic adult to fit in, but rather learn coping skills and raise awareness in the wider community. And I think that is probably the way forward, rather than trying to conform and change autistic behavior.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's probably well said, not just for people on the spectrum and of autism, but just for people in general. I mean, I think, you know, too often we try to shape things into the way we want them, rather than sort of understanding the needs of individuals and accommodating those needs in amongst the plan. And look, sometimes, you know, anybody in business, you know, they may or may not be the right fit for your business. I mean, that's a choice that you have to make. And it's not about disability. It's not about, you know, looks or culture or, you know, ethnicity or anything like that. It's just about what's the best fit for, you know, for the business, in terms of, does the person in front of you have this, share the same values as me in my business, and can we work well, you know, to get to the end of the journey that we're looking to get to?
Yeah, look, 100% agree. You know, that's you know, you have to work with someone who gets your culture in the business, and if they don't get your culture and your the way you operate, no one is really going to work well in your business and do your business justice. But I also think that part of raising awareness is maybe showcasing opportunities that may be missed by not expanding the search. And I'm talking as an employer now, mm-hmm. looking for an employee. You know, if you sort of discount someone because you think they're not going to fit your culture, I think you might be missing out on some great opportunities and some learning curves. And I know lots of businesses can't, you know, I hear, oh, you know, we're new, we can't afford to sort of get help in integrating autistic individuals into our organization, or we don't know how to be inclusive. But there's lots of free ways that you can explore. And I'm not talking about making huge changes, but really small changes can be quite significant. For example, you know, giving different ways of applying to a job might be a really simple thing to do, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything, but it might actually open up a really great opportunity to find a person in your for your organization that you might not have found otherwise.
Yeah, I think it's a very good point. And I think, you know, business is a lot more aware of inclusiveness these days. I mean, we don't all do it well, and we've probably got a long way to go yet in terms of, you know, being totally inclusive. But I think, you know, the awareness of inclusivity and, you know, the needs of individuals and, you know, for people within community, forget about, you know, just business, but just in community in general. And I think there's, you know, some strong moves forward in that space. And, you know, maybe one of the ways in which a lot of our business owners and my listeners might be able to assist is to, you know, consider, you know, people with disabilities. It may be physical, it may be emotional, it could be whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. But, you know, looking at how you can embrace those people, and because it not only enriches the business in terms of helping the business itself learn to deal with difference, but it also it's so amazing for those people facing the disabilities in terms of changing their world and helping them feel A, inclusive, B, needed, C, loved and wanted, and, you know, and it gives them a sense of richness of life that otherwise could be missing for them.
Yeah, look, definitely. You've really brought up some great points. But I think a lot of employers will be surprised if they did an anonymous survey within their organization. I'm talking about organizations that sort of, you know, employ 5 employees above. I think you will be surprised that you already have a disabled person or a neurodivergent person working for you. They are just hiding it.
Yeah.
And I know this because I am I have ADHD. And I've hid it for my entire working career. And I've had some fantastic jobs that I've really done well at. I run an organization myself that I've built from scratch. I've traveled the world. I've worked and managed an English, you know, a department in an English department store. I've worked in marketing, but I've hid it. And I think I'm not the only one. I think there are lots and lots of people in the world and in Australia who are doing that right now. And I think that would blow a lot of people's minds, to be honest.
Oh, look, I totally agree with you. I know in the workplaces that I've been in, you know, different people at different levels, you know, you get the, as I said, it could be mildly visible. You know, it could be that ADHD or the OCD type things that you're going on. And what people don't know, as we said in the beginning, those are sort of clues for being on the spectrum. And do you know what? I actually think all of us, every single one of us, has something that, you know, is in this arena. And, you know, we all do exactly what you say. That's, we hide it because we think it's something wrong with us, whereas if we can embrace it and accept it as part of the normality that we're all fallible and we're all incomplete and none of us are perfect, you know, and start accepting differences, the world might be a whole better place.
Yeah, look, I definitely agree. And I can see it from an employee perspective and an employer perspective. I think as an employer, you're always looking for the best person for your organisation. And there's a lot of fear involved if you're looking at disability within your workplace, because you're in the back of your mind, you're always thinking, you know, I'm taking a risk here, and you know, I might be making that disabled person's life better, but am I going to sabotage my own business for doing the right thing? And I think you have to acknowledge that thought. But I also think that by talking about it more and opening the discussion, and I think that starts for parents with their children. If we can sort of tell parents that your child is autistic, but they can do great things. And if we raise awareness and we learn autistic behavior from it, and if we teach that from a young age, they grow up to have businesses themselves, and they are then the people owning the business looking for staff, and that really opens up a whole new world. So I think that's where I was hoping the directory would be going, that we could sort of start to open up opportunities and help parents find those right resources and spread the right message.
Yeah, look, I think it's a great place to start, and probably a lot of work to still be done. So, yeah, I would encourage listeners, if they know of services that, you know, help with kids on the spectrum, you know, might be available, to go into the directory, or businesses looking for those sort of opportunities, get in touch with Anita at Kids on the Spectrum and add your voice to the directory to provide those services. And also for anybody who's a little bit unsure about, you know, how they might deal with issues around autism and things like that within the workplace or within home, Kids on the Spectrum might be able to give you some clues as well. Anita Hearn, thank you very much for being part of Business Success Radio today.
Oh, thanks, Anthony. It's been great to chat to you. Thank you very much for
having me. You're very welcome. Loved having you on board.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Success Radio podcast. If you'd like to hear more episodes, simply check Biz Success Radio on your current podcast player, or visit us on our website, businesssuccessradio.com.au.